latest program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. The name of the program is Auto World. My name is Bob Long, inviting you to stick around because in this hour of the broadcast, we've got all kinds of cool things straight ahead. As a matter of fact, we're going to be talking to a representative from Connected World magazine all about the world, Connected World All-Stars, basically, the list of cars that made their best list for 2014. Also coming up a little later on in this hour of the broadcast, I don't know if you saw it on the Internet. It's certainly been on a lot of the news channels and on the Internet as well, but the Corvette Museum down in Bowling Green, Kentucky, recently suffered a major collapse, a sinkhole that actually swallowed up a number of very rare, one-of-a-kind Corvettes, and this happened indoors. It happened actually within the museum. We're going to be joined by the executive director of the Corvette Museum, who's going to be telling us all about what happened and about what General Motors is going to be doing about it. Along the way, we're going to be taking your telephone calls at the usual number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Or, if you prefer, via the email. I'm always watching it, so all you have to do is fire me an email. It's bob@autoworldradio.com. Right now, let's go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth Peggy Schmedley, who is the editorial director for Connected World magazine. Peggy, thank you very much for your time. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell myself, as well as all of our listeners joining us around the nation and around the world, a little bit about Connected World magazine.
Well, Connected World magazine focuses on all the things that are connected in our lives. So we talk about connected cars, connected healthcare, connected wearables, energy, anything you can think about in our lives that are connected. So we just came out, as you just mentioned, our Connected Car of the Year Awards, and we actually picked six cars based on small, mid-sized, luxury, ultra-luxury, green, and truck. So that's why we're talking today. So it's been pretty exciting because it's an exciting time when you talk about everything in our lives that are connected.
That is so true, and we're going to run down all of the winners. And it's interesting, I'm sure you've read the research. A lot of younger folks, in particular millennials, when they're car shopping these days, vehicle shopping, sometimes the most important thing on their list is connectivity with their portable devices, whereas decades ago, things that used to be top of the priority list would have been stuff like styling of the vehicle or performance of the vehicle, but more and more folks are demanding that the vehicles are adaptable to their personal devices.
Well, you know, it's true. Back, you know, in the 60s, you know, when you were looking for a really great car, you would look for power, speed, performance. Today, you know, the new generation of cars, it's about safety, convenience, and infotainment. It's all what we'd say. It's in the cockpit. It's all what's in your dashboard. It's all what your car can do. And that's what people are really looking for when they buy a car. It's how they compare their phones to their car.
That is so true, and I know being an automotive journalist for more than 20 years and being fortunate enough to receive press vehicles for review, there's a big difference between brands and even individual models within brands. Some vehicles are a lot more friendly in just connecting to a basic phone, let alone a smartphone or a tablet. I know a number of vehicles these days even have Wi-Fi hotspots built into them. So it's kind of a glimpse of the future. No doubt down the road we're going to see more and more of this Wi-Fi hotspot coming into more mainstream models.
And you know, Wi-Fi hotspots are really a big deal. You know, depending on the car maker and what they're doing, more and more of them, that's exactly what we're going to see because consumers want that, and that's a very important thing. You're seeing a lot of the car makers making sure the OEMs are really looking at that and saying that's such a big deal when you think about infotainment and you talk about the types of systems because we want to connect so many devices and we want to have so many types of infotainment types of things when we bring our multiple devices into our car and what we're trying to stream in our car these days.
That is so true. I've been fortunate enough to attend a lot of the consumer electronics shows over the last 15 or 20 years. And when you go to the show now in 2014, one of the veteran spokespersons for the Consumer Electronics Association came up to me and said, "Hey, Bob, I came to the Consumer Electronics Show and an auto show broke out," because there are so many new car manufacturers now attending and exhibiting at that show and showing off the kind of stuff that you guys cover in Connected World Magazine.
You know, years ago, even just a couple of years ago, you wouldn't have seen many connected cars, so to speak, at the Consumer Electronics Show. And just this past January at the Consumer Electronics Show, just about every car company was showing off something new. You know, General Motors, Ford, you know, BMW, everybody was showing off something great that they had to show and what they were doing inside their cars, you know, to really showing off the latest from what we're doing from entertainment to what's going to be from what we're talking about vehicle to vehicle to the driverless car. Everybody wants to show off what's the latest GPS. Everybody has something unique and different that they want to say is going to attract the next car buyer.
Well, let's, Peggy, begin running down the 2014 Connected Car of the Year winners. Why don't we begin with the small vehicle category?
It was interesting. We picked the Dodge Dart. Now, the six kind of vehicles that we picked, we tried to do it in price ranges because think about it. You know, a lot of the car companies come out or the magazines or whatever pick like one car of the year. But you and I both know we all have different price ranges, and we can't afford these luxury cars or certain things. People buy maybe a truck, you know, they have to haul a lot of equipment. And so we pick them based on consumer-specific needs, so if that kind of helps you. So the small car we picked was the Dodge Dart. And the reason I like this Dodge Dart, first of all, you know, was really nice, and their infotainment is a Uconnect access, and it's really nice, and that system in itself is really very impressive, and it's got a touchscreen, you know, and voice command system. It's an 8-inch screen, and it's really nice. It allows you to operate a Bluetooth-compatible phone when you're taking your, you know, because my big thing, everything I talk about is keeping your eyes on the road and hands on the wheel. I think that's really very important. And it's got Garmin, which, you know, kind of for your GPS or things you're using, Sirius XM. And you talked about the Wi-Fi, and it's got Wi-Fi by Mopar. It kind of turns your Dodge Dart into this mobile hotspot. So those are all the things that you were talking about. And it's got some great security and safety features that I think make it also very appealing.
So true, Peggy. I'm a big fan of the Uconnect system throughout the Chrysler lineup, but you're right. In this small vehicle category, there's nobody else that does it better than the Dart when it comes to having so many great features at a relatively low price point. And another interesting, I believe it's an option on the Dart, they actually have a charging mat for your smartphone, which nobody else has.
Every little thing that they have, you know, that they make it nice and convenient for you, I think those are the kind of things that make it very unique. All these little nuances that they give, that's what makes the Dart such a special small car, because all of these enhanced features weren't available on these small, affordable cars. That's what makes this Dodge Dart such a nice, appealing first starter car for this, you know, millennial generation that we're talking about.
We're chatting with Peggy Schmegley. She is the editorial director for Connected World Magazine. We're going to take a quick pit stop for some important messages, and when we come back on the other side, we'll talk about the other winners, the midsize, the luxury, the ultra-luxury, the green, and the truck. You're listening to Auto World. We're live all across North America. Don't go away.
Well, I saw a paddock sign, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so...
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Connected World Magazine has recently announced the 2014 Connected Car of the Year winners, and joining us, telling us all about it, is the editorial director for Connected World Magazine, Peggy Schmedley, and we invite your questions if you have any, 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@AutoWorldRadio.com. Peggy's already told us the small car winner for 2014. Let's talk mid-sized cars. Which vehicle took the honors here, Peggy?
We picked the Infiniti Q50. And what I liked about this car, Bob, which is really neat, you know, when you talk about a lot of things, we've been talking about what's inside the car. There's some really neat things when this one has the Infiniti InTouch, which provides really this fully customizable digital environment, which has these intelligent keys that recognize kind of the settings, even up to as much as four different, I'd say, drivers anytime you come in there, which I think is really neat. But what I really like about this car is its features for active lane control, which uses a camera-based system in order to stabilize lane, kind of keeping control of the vehicle. So it has some real nice features for safety. And I think that's just as important sometimes as all the infotainment and things that are inside the car, which are some of the safety features of the car as well.
That's an excellent choice of vehicle that I haven't had for a week yet. Looking forward to checking it out, but certainly it's been improved across the board. The Infiniti Q50 and this Infiniti system is an excellent one. Let's talk about luxury vehicles. This must have been a very heated category because there are so many good systems in this particular range. Tell us about the winner for 2014.
And it's kind of interesting when you talk about luxury and ultra luxury, they get really close in a lot of ways. And the luxury, I picked the BMW 5 Series, and I really love the connected drive services, you know, because it's really nice. And when you look at connected drive, you know, they use the German-based automaker answers to so much with a wide range of information, entertainment, services. It's top of its class. And what I love, it's got a suite of services and apps, and it puts you in control. And I love this, and I say in this connected world, because it blends kind of this myriad of, I would say, like intelligent technologies, including Siri's i3 and Samsung's S-Voice. And it's really nice because when you think about an array of third-party apps are incorporated into the in-vehicle system, and they all kind of blend this speed of, I guess when you think about speed, but I should say more of like speech and touch and gesture control. So it gives you an opportunity, again, to keep your eyes on the road and hands on the wheel. And because it's really nice with what they're doing, and BMW's done a really nice job over the years because, you know, of making it clean and easy for the driver. And that's really important to me, again, with everything you're trying to do with its iDrive.
It's amazing how the iDrive system has evolved over the years. Peggy, when it was first introduced, it was quite complicated. I remember it was only in the BMW 7 Series. I remember peering in a 7 Series and more than one occasion seeing the owner's manual open on the passenger seat because the driver, you know, the new owner of the vehicle was still trying to figure things out. But they certainly have got the system a whole lot better, and it's got some very tactile features too, like when you're tuning the radio, it actually feels like you're tuning an old radio dial, and they do it very, very well. Let's move into the ultra luxury category, and this is a wonderful category to be fortunate enough to be shopping in, and certainly so many great vehicles here, Peggy.
Well, the Mercedes S-Class, you know, when you look at its stats, it's a beautiful car. And, you know, if you can drive this and you can use the Embrace 2 system, you're just sitting, you know, you're kind of like in heaven right there, because the Embrace 2 system, you know, has a great system. It's got its intelligent drive. It's got all the things that you want. It's been able to do a lot of neat things by making parking a breeze. It's got these 12 ultrasonic sensors and four cameras that give you all-around view of a vehicle's surroundings, all the things that make you feel like you're doing everything you should, and it's capable of analyzing complex situations when you drive. The mobile app can help you remotely lock and unlock your doors, find your car, and even keep an eye on it while it's parked. I mean, everything you expect in an ultra-luxury car, and you know you're driving and you feel everything in the infotainment that you are driving an ultra-luxury car and what you would expect in an ultra-luxury car. And that's why we really picked this car. It's a beautiful car in every sense of the word.
Some people have called this new Mercedes S-Class, this generation, you know, a technological tour de force, another vehicle that I haven't had an opportunity to drive yet. But just looking at the specs and reviewing the features available on this car, it's truly mind-boggling, Peggy, when you stop and think about, you know, 10 years ago or 15 years ago. I don't think many people in their wildest dreams ever would imagine that the kind of features that the Mercedes S-Class has as standard equipment would be even available.
And it's amazing because they've done such a beautiful job of kind of combining what entertainment convenience should be when you drive. You can't say enough about what they've done with this vehicle.
Let's move to the green category, a very popular category. Tell us all about the winner for 2014.
You know, the Tesla Model S, everybody's talking about Elon Musk and what he's done. And you look at it, and this thing is, when you look at a 17-inch touchscreen, maybe it's a little too big and it might be a little distracting. That might be the number one negative thing I might say about it. It's just a little bit too big. But when you want to have a green footprint, you can't do any better than the Tesla Model S because it does everything that Tesla's tech package offers, this personalized navigation experience, internet connectivity coupled with native searches and online maps and the car's, you know, flash memory. It delivers everything with precise mapping. It does all those kind of things for infotainment, convenience, and all the things that you want. But then when you think about what it offers you with the idea of being able to be a true energy convenient car and the energy efficiency, it lasts, you know, 5, 15, or 30 miles, you know, on the current ride. All that you want to have is being green. It's the perfect car, and it's a beautiful-looking car. And everybody, you know, just says how great the car is, just, you know, and what it is. It's personalized for you, you know, and you feel good, and it's got all the things that you want. It's just a very nice car on the road, you know, and people really like it, and it's done. It's delivered. It's taken a few hits along the way. People have some criticisms about it. But when you talk about a nice-looking car right now, you know, it's done everything that it needs to do from being a safety, convenience, and infotainment package in a green vehicle. It hits the mark.
It certainly does, and that amazing touchscreen there that's almost, like you say, an iPad built right in, or even a laptop or tablet built right in is quite mind-boggling. Let's talk about trucks. I mean, Americans love trucks. Still, the best-selling vehicle in all of America is the Ford F-150. They sold close to 700,000 of them in 2013. And I'm wondering, took home the Connected World Magazine's 2014 Connected Truck of the Year.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Have other tax companies told you that you make too much money or have too many assets to qualify for an IRS tax settlement? You need to find out about the Wall & Associates difference.
My company is doing okay, but I messed up on the payroll taxes. Other tax firms told me I have to go on a payment plan, maybe for years. I didn't want that.
I was so worried about my husband's business that it was hard to sleep. I'm so glad we called Wall & Associates. They were able to settle our IRS tax debt for a fraction of what we owed, and his business is still thriving. When everyone else said no way, Wall & Associates said yes.
To find out how to get the best settlement for large business or personal tax debts, call Wall & Associates at 1-800-533-8101. To put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-533-8101. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-533-8101. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
And in this half hour, we're going to be talking with the executive director of the National Corvette Museum down in Bowling Green, Kentucky. But right now, we're finishing up with our very special guest, the editorial director of Connected World Magazine, Peggy Schmedley, who has been telling us all about the 2014 Connected Car of the Year winners, and we've told you the winners so far: the small car winner, the Dodge Dart, midsize Infiniti's Q50, luxury the BMW 5 Series, ultra luxury the Mercedes-Benz S-Class, the green vehicle the Tesla Model S. And you were telling us before the bottom of the hour hard break there, Peggy, about the truck winner from Ford, the F-150, and certainly that sync system does an outstanding job.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, as we were just saying, it's just they've done a great job at Ford of just improving it. They had some criticism at Ford that it was a little tough and to manipulate and use, and now they've done a great job of, now you can make calls, you can compose text, you can control entertainment features, so now you can, the vehicle can check kind of health report, kind of the checkup, and it has automatic reminders. So now, you know, everything you do with the Ford Sync, I think they've done an amazing job with it, and I think there's a lot to be said for what Ford's done to listen to their customers, and now the Ford Sync is really is commendable, and I think it's a great opportunity for consumers who want to drive a truck or even use other Ford cars with the sync. So it's come a long way.
Peggy, how can folks find out more and read more about these awards?
You can check it out at our website and get either the print or the digital magazine at www.connectedworldmag.com.
Wonderful. Well, I thank you so much for telling us all about this great story, and we look forward to getting you back with us. Anytime you have any automotive content, please keep us in mind.
Well, we're doing it all the time. Almost every issue, there's always something changing in this connected world and connected cars and vehicles. So I want to thank you for having me today.
Thank you so much, Peggy. There she is, Peggy Schmedley, the editorial director of Connected World Magazine. You're listening to Auto World. We're live all across North America on great radio stations, including WCFO Atlanta, and everybody listening online, we want to welcome as well, listening on GCN Live and AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. I've had the opportunity a number of times to broadcast from the National Corvette Museum. I did two broadcasts from there back some 10 years or so ago when the Corvette celebrated its 50th anniversary, and I did one other broadcast along my 20-plus years of doing this radio broadcast. Corvettes are near and dear to my heart. I saved 13 years for the first one I bought, and then I held that one for about 5 years and bought another one, and I still own that one today. I hope and pray that someday maybe I might be able to be behind the wheel of a C7 generation Corvette. But recently the National Corvette Museum suffered a really unusual incident. A sinkhole happened, and a lot of museum cars, some one-of-a-kind, some extraordinarily rare, were damaged in that sinkhole collapse. And joining us right now to tell us all about it is the executive director of the National Corvette Museum. It's my pleasure to welcome back to Auto World, Wendell Strobe. Hey there, Wendell. How you doing?
We're doing just great. It's so good to be back with you.
Well, let's go back to that awful morning, Tuesday, February 11th. It was about 5:45 a.m. Wendell, explain to our listeners joining us all across North America and around the world exactly what happened.
Well, I guess the best way to say it is that over the last 20 years since the museum had been built, apparently there was a void that was there, cave-like void or something, and then over the last 20 years, then with the water coming down and from rain and et cetera, and then water levels going up and then going back down, it just eroded away the soil that was providing that support. And we're talking probably, you know, we think, the geologists think that it's going to be about a 60-foot deep cavern once we have removed everything and we can look down into it. So certainly we know it's 25 to 30 feet deep just from looking at it from the top.
Amazing. A lot of people, including myself, have checked it out on YouTube. There are videos up there, more than 5 million hits. And when you look at it happening, it's hard to believe. I mean, the sinkhole is about 40 feet across and about 25 to 30 feet deep. But as you point out, Wendell, it's the kind of the tip of an iceberg here. Certainly the support from the Corvette Nation, so to speak, all the Corvette enthusiasts, supporters of the museum, and General Motors itself has been truly outstanding.
It really has been, and we're just so thankful that, and we're not surprised, but we're very thankful that the Corvette enthusiasts and have really stepped up big time to help us. There's a link on our website, CorvetteMuseum.org, where folks can donate, and many people are doing that already. And then we were also just really, really pleased and thrilled that Mark Royce and Ed Wilburn, the folks at General Motors and the GM Design Center, informed us that they are going to take all of the 8 Corvettes back to Warren, Michigan, and handle the restoration there. So we thought that was just absolutely wonderful.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. Let's tell all of our listeners about these very unique, rare, one-of-a-kind Corvettes in some cases that were affected by the incident. The first one is a 1993 ZR1, but this was a Spider. It was the only one ever produced, and it was on loan from General Motors. Talk about a rare piece, Wendell.
Absolutely, and, you know, that's the I guess, you know, unfortunate for that it's so rare and you know, a lot of folks only see those kinds of things when they come to the museum. But it had some unique features, and as you said, it was 1991. It debuted at the North American Auto Show. Of course, was made over at the plant, which is also right here in Bowling Green, Kentucky, and right across from the Corvette Museum. But all the employees at the plant that were involved in the production, they signed the underside of the hood and the rear deck lid. It was just a real special Corvette.
Another car that was affected by the incident, another Corvette, was from 2009. This was a ZR1 Blue Devil edition on loan from General Motors. As memory serves me, this vehicle was built in tribute to Rick Wagner and his love of the Blue Devils basketball team, Duke.
That's correct. Yes, and actually also might point out that when you look at the at the photos and the videos and things that we've been able to put up on our website, the Blue Devil is the one that's kind of right on top and just kind of just sitting there waiting for someone to come and get it, and looks like it has very, very, very minimum damage. And of course, that's looking at it from a distance, so we're glad to see that it is there on top.
Another Corvette affected by the tragedy down in Bowling Green was a 1992 white Corvette. This is a very significant Corvette, as it was the 1 millionth Corvette manufactured. So irreplaceable, Wendell.
Absolutely. And, you know, a point that we have made on this one is that you don't really, I'm sure there's going to be some agreement with the insurance company on the restoration insurance value, but you know, this is a car that if it went to Barrett Jackson, you know, it could be a $1 million or a $2 million car. It just depends on what collector might would want it as part of their collection. So very, 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 very special.
Hold that thought, Wendell. We'll come back with lots more right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
Sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to BustedKnuckleGarage.com. Hi, this is Auto World Radio host Bob Long with a simple reminder for you. Don't forget to subscribe to the free podcast for the Automotive Radio Network at the iTunes Music Store. Automotive Radio Network delivers the world's finest automotive news, information, and entertainment. Plus, a lot of really cool stuff there, including some retro automotive commercials. It's all 100% free and available at the iTunes Music Store.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. We're telling you all about the story of the sinkhole at the National Corvette Museum, which swallowed up 8 Corvettes, and the fact that General Motors has come forth at Welburn, and everybody, Mark Royce at GM, and has told the world that they're going to repair these vehicles, and that couldn't be a happier note to hear from the folks in the Motor City of Detroit, Michigan. Joining us live here to tell us all about it is an old friend of the show. He's the National Corvette Museum Executive Director, Warren Strode, and we've been talking about the 8 Corvettes that were affected by the incident, and we've run down a number of the Corvettes, some of the other Corvettes that were affected. That's 1962 Black Corvette, a 1984 PPG Pace Car Corvette, a 93 Ruby Red 40th Anniversary Corvette. That was the year of my first Corvette, a 93. 2001 Mallet Hammer Z06 Corvette, and a 2009 white 1.5 millionth Corvette that came off the assembly line. So, Wendell, for those who have never been to the museum, it's such a treat. Just the design of the museum itself is a story. Why don't you take us back to how the Corvette got the museum, got its start, and the amazing facility that you have there today.
Late 80s that the National Corvette Restorer Society, NCRS, was having their national convention. I think it was in Bend, Oregon. And during that time period, there was discussion that there should be a museum for all of the Corvette literature, memorabilia, dealer brochures. Everything related to Corvette would have a common place to serve as a repository for all of that. And as they were talking that through, a gentleman by the name of Ray Quinlan from Illinois said, "Well, if you build a Corvette museum, I will donate you my 1953.
Wow.
So they began to kind of move forward then with trying to make a Corvette museum a reality. At the same time, actually, about the same time, the Corvette assembly plant was having some plans and discussions about moving forward with having a Corvette museum as part of the Corvette assembly plant. And everybody kind of got together, certainly these two parties, but the NCCC also got involved, and some of the major shows at that time, Bloomington Gold. But there were some just some major collaboration that went on. And then in January 1989, they had a major meeting with all the interested parties, and this was in Cypress Gardens, Florida, And that was where they were really going to try to make a firm decision if it was a go or no go. And our Bowling Green community stepped up big time and presented a proposal that if you'll build your museum in Bowling Green, we'll donate 30 acres right on the interstate, same exit as the Corvette Assembly Plant. We will. The governor had written a letter that he would extend Corvette Drive to the property. And we had commitments also for the utilities to come to the property. So we took a pretty good proposal down there. And then, of course, they accepted it, and everybody agreed to move forward. And 1992, basically, sometime in 1992, we had the groundbreaking. And then the grand opening was Labor Day weekend, 1994.
Great story. And since that time, so many people have come through the doors. And to me, it seems like yesterday when it was the 50th anniversary celebration and lots of media and folks were there, and as well as that in Nashville for a celebration. Have you kept count over the years how many people have actually come through the museum, Wendell?
In about probably about 3 months, we will have our 3 millionth visitor.
Oh, that's great. And lots of folks who may not be familiar with some of the nuances of Corvettes, as you say, the assembly plant is across the street. There's actually an option that you can get if you're fortunate enough to be considering the purchase of a new C7 Corvette, the award-winning C7, which has just won so many accolades, that you can actually take delivery of your brand new Corvette at the museum. And Wendell, I've seen pictures of it. I've never witnessed it myself, but talk about a dream come true. Tell our listeners a little bit about this program.
Well, it first starts with the dealer, and when you're ordering with your dealer, you tell the dealer that you want the museum delivery, and that is option R8C. So that is also inputted into the system, and then that tells the plant and everyone not to ship that back to the dealer, but to bring it to the museum. And then we coordinate with the dealer and with the new owner date and time. We keep them informed as to when the build date's going to be. And then after it's built and then clears quality and available for the carrier to transport it, then they bring it to the museum. And we do the dealer prep here. And the new owner, they will come down. We give them a VIP plant tour, a VIP museum tour. We do paperwork, and then we will spend as much time with what we call the hands-on aspect of the car as that new owner would like. About 50% of the new Corvette buyers are first-time owners, so they have a lot of interest in learning about their car, and we provide that to them. We've never received anything but just tremendous accolades from this program. And we might add, with regard to the C7, if you may recall, that it was September the 30th when those cars were released, the C 2014 were released, and we will do our 600th delivery.
Wow.
Of the 2014 next week.
Oh, that's incredible. Another thing that I personally need to keep close tabs on, because I think it's so cool, number one, and what a wonderful opportunity to support the museum, is the fact that you guys do raffles. And with these raffles, you can actually support the museum, number one. But number two, you know, for that price of that raffle ticket, you can get a shot at a brand new Corvette. Tell our listeners about these raffles that you have.
Well, that's a good point. We appreciate you bringing that up. But we will do 30-plus raffles a year. They'll vary from $10 to maybe $500. The $10 raffle is the only unlimited raffle that we do. All the others are limited. And, of course, the higher the dollar, the fewer tickets that are actually available for sale. But it's become a main revenue stream for us, and we're making a lot of people happy with buying that new Corvette. Some of the raffles that we do are what we call build your own. So after they win the raffle, then they order whatever they want with whatever options they want, and that's very popular for us.
And that's something that a lot of people don't know about and definitely should check out. Before we go any further, Wendell, why don't we make sure and give out the official website for the Corvette Museum, as well as any other contact information, telephone-wise, social media-wise, hours of operation, whatever you'd like, my friend.
Okay. Well, of course, it's National Corvette Museum, and the website is www.corvettemuseum.org. Our toll-free number is 800-53-VET, and we are on Facebook and Twitter, and we'd encourage folks to just check us out, and certainly if they're driving I-65 between Chicago and Mobile, we're right on Interstate 65. We're an hour north of Nashville, Tennessee, and an hour and a half south of Louisville, Kentucky, and again, we mentioned that the Corvette Assembly Plant is also at this exit.
Which is just a wonderful sight to behold as well. And I alluded a little bit earlier to the architecture of the building. That in itself is quite unique. I would encourage folks who have never visited the Corvette Museum to not only check out all the wonderful stuff inside, but also just take a gander at that outside.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think the good Lord probably had a hand in this, but I was the one that actually presented the Bowling Green Chamber of Commerce presentation in that January 1989 meeting in Cypress Gardens, Florida. The architectural firm was there, and people ask a lot of times, what is that sky dome? What's it supposed to represent? And I remember hearing the comment, well, from the air, if you're looking at it from the air, it could represent a tail light. And I forget what year they mentioned, but that's kind of a little bit of the history associated with that sky dome and that red spire sticking out of it.
Wow. Wendell, we're going to get you back much more often. Thank you so much for your time here today. Everybody visit CorvetteMuseum.org. Thanks, Wendell.
All righty. Thank you. And come visit us for our 20th and do a live show from here.
Hey, sounds like a plan. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.